Hi, this is Pastor Mike Gordon, and welcome to Bethel Brandon Sunday Message. For more information about this podcast and more resources, visit us at bethelbrandon.ca. Then we are glad that you're here, and so we're hoping that you feel welcome in the service and any other service that you come to this morning. But particularly today, it's exciting because there's something about, I don't know about you, there's something I really enjoy about a baptismal service. There's just kind of an atmosphere here. I think that there is something that happens when people take like a step of obedience and stand up and say, you know, I love Jesus with all of my heart, and I'm willing to take this step just testimony to what's taking place. And so like, whenever I begin to talk and we have a baptismal service, one of the things that I always like to make known is that I've come to realize that if you're in a church service this size, so many people are unsure about what baptism is about and what takes place. And some people say, well, I got baptized as a child. Isn't that kind of the way to do it? And as a church, we don't really practice baptism as children. We have what's called a believer's baptism. The reason we don't practice baptism as children is because there was never ever any case in the Bible where people got baptized as babies. You know, what we have seen in Scripture is the fact that people get baptized after they have made the conscious choice to serve the Lord. And so that's kind of why we practice it the way we do. It's kind of a time of testimony. It's a time where you kind of have an opportunity to express. And baptism is not something which saves you. So you don't get to heaven by being baptized. But what it is an opportunity for us to be able to share, to share with the word, with the world, that what God has done in our lives. Again, baptism is an important thing. If you take a look at the Bible and all the times when people were baptized, it was done immediately after they had decided to make the decision to serve Jesus. And so it's an important thing. Some people say, well, I don't have to be baptized. Well, not so much to become a Christian, but it's the first thing that God asks us to do. And so if you're here and you've been serving God for a number of years, or you're just new to serving the Lord and you want to be baptized, we will be doing this again, and it's always a great time when we have it. And so if that's you, and God's kind of knocking on the door of your heart saying, you know, you need to make that step, then talk to them at the information kiosk, or come and talk to me afterwards, and we will get you signed up for our next baptismal service, which I'm not too sure if it's actually scheduled, but we're going to be having one, folks. Don't worry. So this is what I've always thought with baptism. It is a public testimony. It is a time where we have to say, hey, I love Jesus with all my heart, and I'm not afraid to have anyone know. And that's a wonderful thing. Now, when they first had baptisms, if you got baptized, you kind of got signed out of the family. You were disowned. And so it was a big step to be baptized then. The other reason is because it's kind of a symbolic thing, isn't it? It's kind of symbolic of the life that we have, and as you're baptized, you're dead to the old person, and a new person comes out. It's a symbolic rendition of the reality of our heart, that we have been changed, that God has done something in our life. And you are here to share in that. So when a person becomes baptized, as 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, it says, if any man be in Christ, they are what? A new creation. Old things have become away. Behold, all things have become new. So what we're going to do today, this morning, is we are going to celebrate changed lives. God changed my life as a teenager, a few years ago, maybe more than a few years ago. I'm not even going to tell you. I can't remember. I'm so old. But he has changed most of us here. If you're here and you're serving Jesus, you're passionately following Jesus, he has changed your life. And today you're going to be hearing stories of how God had changed people's lives, and God can change your life. And so you might be here, and I'm not too sure exactly where everyone stands in their walk. And if you're here and you're saying, you know what, I'd like to know a little bit more, you can catch me in the foyer, or one of the pastors in the foyer. I will be near that section, which is called the next step. And if you have any questions or any inquiries, or God has been speaking to your heart, I would love to talk to you after the service. So with that, what I want to do is I want to take some time to get to know some of the candidates and allow them to share what we call their testimony, kind of give a rendition of their journey, their walk with God. And so the first one is Karen Ashby. And Karen is here, somewhere around here. I see her somewhere. She's coming up. Why don't we show that video as Karen comes up, and she will share her story.
Good morning. My name is Karen, and today I would like to share with you how Jesus changed my life. Throughout my years growing up and as an adult, I've always had some sort of relationship with God. I've attended a few churches of different denominations. I've even taught catechism. I would seek out God on and off, and I always believed in his existence. I was a confident person on the outside. I think people would have always described me as strong, tough, and resilient. Very few people would see the troubles that I've struggled with most of my adult life. Low self-esteem, fear, anxiety, worry, depression, and anger. I had a terrible temper, and yes, I swore like a sailor, or like my father when he watched hockey games. I was unhappy, and very unforgiving. I came to a point more than once where I was in such a dark place that I seriously considered suicide. At one of my lowest points in June of 2011, God intervened and put me in a very serious car accident. I was hit head-on at highway speeds. The two young people in the other vehicle died instantly. And after a trip in STARS helicopter to Health Science Center, I had emergency surgery for severe internal injuries. My condition was so serious that my family was given little hope that I would survive. But God had other plans for me. He told me to fight, and I did. And when I awoke after a four-day induced coma, I can't explain. I was a different person. I was much, much calmer. I wasn't angry, even considering my situation. I never felt sorry for myself. I had a positive outlook, and most amazingly, I forgave immediately. I thanked God daily for my life and thought that I had found peace and joy. I really thought I had. However, as time passed, the darkness started creeping back into my life. The depression, the self-loathing, and the anger returned. These feelings worsened when I retired early from my 33-year teaching career, partly due to the results of my injuries. I moved home to Brandon. My job, at the time, had been my life and my passion. But again, God had other plans for me. He brought a wonderful young man, my cousin, 36 years younger than me, into my life. One afternoon over coffee, I knew it was safe to share my truth with him, all my darkness, things I had never told anyone else in my life. And in his wisdom, he told me that I was missing Jesus in my life. He shared his testimony with me. His testimony and his passion for Christ literally rocked my world. This wise 20-year-old suggested that I do three things: reread the Bible, learn as much as I could about Jesus, and call him when I wanted to come to church. So I read the Bible, many other books as well, including What on Earth Am I Here For? I highly recommend it. I remember sobbing when I realized how much God loved me, that he had and he would always love me, and that he created me to love him. I also finally understood what a huge gift Christ had given me when he died on the cross for my sins. I came to Bethel with my cousin just 2 months after our talk. I immediately felt at ease and very welcomed here, and I certainly felt Christ's presence. Shortly after, I accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. Knowing Jesus has truly changed my life, more so than any accident. Because of him, I have salvation and a new life. I'm working my way towards peace. I'm striving every day to be more Christ-like in my words, thoughts, and actions. And it's not easy. I quite often stumble. But now I can say on most days, the darkness is gone, and I walk in the light with Jesus guiding my way. And coincidentally, the same verse that Pastor Mike just quoted is mine, that I wanted to share today. 2 Corinthians, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature. The old things passed away. Behold, new things have come. Today I celebrate my new life in Christ.
Thanks, Karen. Wow. God is good. God is good. Now, at this time, we have three more candidates. All of them are part of Teen Challenge. I'm going to ask Kelsey Witherspoon to come up. Kelsey has been with the program for a little while. I think I met her parents. It was nice to meet them, and they come up to hear her. So we're going to hear her testimony. God bless you, Kelsey.
Hello, church. So, I'm Kelsey. I've been in the program now. I'm in my seventh month. Jesus has done a lot for me in my 7 months that I've been there. So I didn't grow up in a Christian home. We didn't practice going to church very often. We went once a year on Christmas Eve. My mom is into Catholic, or she's a Roman Catholic, but doesn't really practice. So, I have some notes here. Okay. So, all my life, I just feel like I was always held by bondage and always lived a life of sin. I never tried not to. One thing led to another. I suffered an addiction, I suffered in alcoholism, and I suffered in abusive relationships and low self-esteem and depression, and quite often would contemplate suicide as well. All of these bad choices kind of just led me into jail. I went to jail, and Jesus met me there and saw how much I was hurting and kind of just saved me. And it's actually kind of funny, the story of me getting saved is we had this Easter Lent program that we could go and watch this movie called Passion of the Christ. I don't know if you guys have seen that or not, but that movie wrecked me. I couldn't even make it through it. I was just sobbing the whole way through and didn't realize that this is actually the story of what really happened, and this is why I'm here right now, and this is why I get to repent for my sins, and I don't have to live in all this bondage. I remember just, like, crying, and, like, all my homegirls were in the jail, and they're just, like, looking at me, and I'm just, like, I don't know what's wrong with me right now. Like, I just keep crying, and, like, I went for, like, my main reason to go there was to get, like, the free stuff that comes with it, but I got Jesus instead, so that's awesome. So now I've been, like I said, in the program for 7 months at Teen Challenge, and God's changed me completely. I've done a 360, I feel like, and God's even working really cool things in my family right now. My dad is actually sitting in a church right now, which is even more amazing. I'm so happy to be here, and I can't wait to finish the program, and I can't wait to just keep living for Jesus, and he's given me so much. He's given me a new way to look at life, and I just, thinking about it just makes me so overwhelmed. Like, it's crazy. He's done so many good things for me. So I do have a verse. It's not really a baptism verse, but it's a verse that I've just sworn by and just lived by. So it's Psalms 116. I love the Lord because he's heard my voice and my supplications. Because he has inclined his ear to me, therefore I will call upon him as long as I live.
Thank you, Kelsey. Now, Kelsey was in the room before. She said, I'm not going to really say a whole lot, but... You know, sometimes the Holy Spirit just has a way of allowing the freedom to speak, and so I'm glad that she had a chance to share her testimony. Jody Gentis is coming at this particular time. Jody is also part of Teen Challenge. God bless you, Jody.
Thank you. Good morning, everybody. Thank you. I didn't really write a testimony because I wasn't quite ready for it at the time that I had to put this together. But I was being baptized to put the past to rest and to live. To live my and by surrendering my mind, body, heart, and soul to Jesus. So Jesus said, "The Father fill me with the Holy Spirit that will make the rest of my life the best of my life." Shall I not be lonely and or lost, as the Lord has given me the love to rebuild my house of stone. I believe that's a verse from Matthew 7. That will not be rattled by rain, sand, or wind. With the help of Teen Challenge, I've been blessed to root myself deeply into my faith with God. And with that, I say, I spent a lot of time in jail. And for every time that I've gone in, and for finding a community in church is where I found that the Lord was calling me to change my life. And sorry for springing a leak. These are definitely tears of joy that for every time I have tried to reach out to the Lord, he's finally heard my cries and has brought me to Teen Challenge. And with them, they have deeply showed me obedience, truthfulness, humbleness, and a lot of other character qualities that I can't be any more thankful for than I am for just being up here today and being able to speak the truth that the Lord is being my Father, my friend, and my Savior. I have to say in Jesus' name, amen.
Thanks, Jody. Every life is a story, isn't it? I think of John Newton as he must have been anointed by the Holy Spirit as he, a person who was a former slave trader, pens the words after his conversion, "Amazing grace, how sweet the sound, who saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm fine, was found, was blind, but now I see. I'm so thankful that God saved me." Amen. We have one more person, also from Teen Challenge. She's been part of the program for a while, and I'm asking Nella Sawatsky if she can come. I see she has some family members with her as well. God bless you, Nella.
Hello, everybody. My name is Nella Sawatsky. I was born in Mexico and raised in Mexico many years ago. And I have two children. Both of them are here, Jamie and Selena. Thank you so much for coming here to support me. And Selena's friend Annie, thank you for coming. And everybody else that came here to support us here. I just want to share a little bit about my life. I was married at a very young age, and I had to be baptized before I was getting married. I didn't understand everything, but I had to be baptized to get married. So I was married for 9 years, and then my husband was diagnosed with cancer, and he died 2 months after he was diagnosed. I had two children with him, and they were 4 and 7 at that time. My life became very hard, very dark, because I was trying to do everything myself, and then I was trying to please people just to find love and then to be approved by people, and I just became into big trouble, and There are so many things happened to my life. Got into a few big accidents, and it's just a miracle that I'm alive today. I'm just so thankful. Many times I was out there just working heavy duty all the time out there. My kids saw me all the time struggling. I was always out there, and I hurt my kids so many times, and they have seen me many times down and in the hospital or at home. Didn't know if I would wake up, if I would be alive, and I was carrying so many hurt from other people. And I was rejected so many times, I didn't know what to do anymore. My life was completely broken. And when I came to Teen Challenge, that's where I found myself, who I am in Christ. And the verse that I have here that is very important to me is Galatians 1:10. Am I trying to win the approval of man or of God? Or am I trying to please man? If I were still trying to please man, I would not be a servant of Christ. So now that I decide I want to be baptized, I want to make sure, I want to show the world this is the new me. The old me is gone. There is no old me anymore. And I am reborn. I'm a child of God. And this verse, I have heard it twice already today. 2 Corinthians 17, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone and the new has came. So I'm a new creation. I'm a child of God. And
thank you. Now, if I realized that verse, 2 Corinthians 5:17, was going to be quoted twice, then I wouldn't have quoted it myself. But obviously the Holy Spirit is speaking to someone who is here. And we're going to have the baptismal aspect of things. The worship team is there. Let's just have a word of prayer before we go into worship and allow the candidates the opportunity to get ready for baptism. Father, we are just so thankful for you moving in our hearts and in our lives. And God, I pray that you will continue to do that in every single one of us, God, whether we're here and we're members of the church or have been here for years, or maybe there's just people who are visiting and you are working on their heart as the testimonies have been told of how, God, you can change and minister to lives. And so, Father, I pray that you be with everything that takes place as we continue on with the baptism. Lord, as we worship you, Father, we're just so thankful for your grace and love to us. And we pray your blessing upon our time of worship now, we ask. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. Special to me. Because you will be the first person that I baptize here as the pastor coming back. And so it is so good to get to know you and hear your story. And so we are going to go with the process of baptism at this time. So if you can stand here. Excellent. Karen Ashby, based upon your confession of the Lord Jesus Christ and as he commanded it, we baptize you now in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Folks, she didn't go all the way down. I got to do it again. Sorry.
You got to go down all the way.
There you go. Oh, that's for sure.
Well, what an awesome privilege it is every time I get the chance to do this. Folks, I hope it never gets old, water baptism, because you know what? When someone chooses to change their life and then chooses to declare that publicly, what a gift we have as a church to get to watch that. And it's a gift getting to know Kelsey and getting to know her family. I'm so thankful that they had an opportunity to come. And folks, this woman has changed her life, drastically changed her life, and now she wants to declare it before the Lord. So, Kels, turn this way. On your profession of faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, I now baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And Jode, you know, I know the other girls had their family come, but did you notice your family all sitting in the front row over there?
Yes,
absolutely. They are all here to support you, and they love you. And we could not be more proud of the changes that God is doing in this amazing woman's life. And I hope, church, that you're going to be blessed by her baptism as well. Awesome. All right, Jody, I love you.
Thank you.
On your profession of faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, I now baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Thank you.
Well, Nella, my Nella, here we are. I'm so thankful that Nella chose to get baptized. You know, sometimes when you do get baptized earlier in life, you have a question of whether can I do it again. And we just reassured her that if you're ready to proclaim it to the mountaintops that Christ is your Lord, you absolutely can do it again. And so that's why we're here. All right, Nella. Well, on the profession of faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, I now baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
At this time, I'm going to ask Stephen Mitchell to close things off, since I'm going to be dripping wet. But may the Lord bless you, and thanks for joining us. I'm going to hand it over to Pastor Stephen. Amen.
That was amazing. And you know what? Everybody has a different story. Everybody has a different experiences as they walk through life. And this week, as I was, when Pastor Mike asked me if I would close off, and as I was just thinking about all this, and I was just thinking, you know what, each one of us is drawn by the Holy Spirit into our relationship with Jesus. Right? We don't come into a relationship with Jesus. We don't experience Jesus without being drawn to it first. And a story that kept coming to my mind was, it's found in the book of Luke chapter 19, and it's the story of Zacchaeus. And Zacchaeus was a sinful man. During his time, he would have probably been called one of the worst sinners in the, right? He was a tax collector. Right? And people looked down upon him. People thought he was beyond saving, that he was beyond hope. He heard that Jesus was coming, and there was something about Jesus that was drawing him towards him. And so as he was being drawn towards Jesus, and as he, you know, and the Bible tells us that Zacchaeus was a short man, and so he climbed up a tree so that he could see who this Jesus was. Who is this man that everybody's talking about? And so as Zacchaeus climbs the tree, and as he's just, right, he wants to know who this Jesus was. And a lot of you have probably been at that point where it was just, you just feel this urge and this desire to know who this Jesus is. Who is this man that everybody talks about? Who is this man that people say changes lives? And so Zacchaeus climbs the tree, and as he's in this tree and as he's watching Jesus go by and probably not expecting Jesus to do anything, probably not expecting him to, you know, to even see him or acknowledge him in any sort of way. But Jesus stops at the base of this tree and he looks up and he says, Zacchaeus, you need to come down because I'm coming to your house today. So Jesus stops, and even though the people around him are upset that Jesus has stopped, upset that Jesus has acknowledged this sinner, Jesus does it anyways, right? Because what is the last verse of that passage says that Jesus came to seek and save the lost. Right? So he came to seek and save the lost. And Zacchaeus, because Jesus sought him out, because the Holy Spirit drew him to climb that tree, because Jesus stopped, Zacchaeus had an experience with Jesus. Zacchaeus's life was completely changed because of the experience that he had with Jesus. Every single one of our baptismal candidates, every single one, right, that if you have a relationship with Jesus, it started out because you were drawn towards him. And then because you had that experience with him and your life was changed. Our experiences are different. Our stories are different. Every single one of us would have a different story of how we came to know Jesus, when we came to know Jesus, the things that we went through in life to get to the point where we came to know Jesus. But every single one of us was sought out by him. Every single one of us came to the point where we said, you know what, I want to know who this Jesus is. And every single one of us, because of the experience that we've had with him, and because the way that we've experienced his love, and because the way that he shows himself to us, we gave our lives to him, to serve him. He saved us because he seeks and saves those that are lost. And maybe you're here today, and maybe you came because you just wanted to come and support the baptismal candidate. Maybe it's a family member. Maybe it's a friend. Maybe you're just here and you don't know why. You don't even know why you walked through those doors this morning. Well, let me tell you, Jesus is seeking you out. Jesus wants you to have an experience with him this morning. Jesus wants to save you this morning. He is seeking you because he wants to save you, because he doesn't want you to be lost. If Zacchaeus' life can be changed by the experience of Jesus, your life can be changed by experiencing Jesus. The life that you live can be fulfilled by experiencing Jesus. If you want to live a life that is completely fulfilled, if you want to live a life that is full of joy, full of peace, if you want to live a life that is satisfying, then you need to experience Jesus. You have three choices today. You can ignore everything that I've just told you. You can ignore the drawing of the Holy Spirit into a relationship with Jesus, and you can walk out those doors and you can go home and carry on with your life. That's your choice. Two, You can go back to the Next Step kiosk and you can talk with Pastor Mike and he can share more with you. He can give you more direction. You can ask any questions that you have. You can seek out who this Jesus is and how he can save you. Or three, I want to open up these altars this morning. If you want prayer for anything, if you want prayer for salvation, if there's something going on in your life and you're just saying, you know what, I need a new experience from Jesus this morning. I need to renew my experience with Jesus this morning. And so those are your three options this morning. And if those are options that you have that you get to choose, God isn't going to force you to follow him. God's not going to force you into a relationship with him. Because if he forces you, that's not true love. And he truly loves you more than anything else. And desires to have a relationship with you more than anything else. And that's why he sent his son Jesus to pay the price for your sins. And just like Zacchaeus, this morning you can experience Jesus in your life being absolutely transformed. So those are your three choices. You can either walk out of here and ignore what I've said. You can go to the Next Step kiosk and talk to Pastor Mike. Ask whatever questions you want. Get more information. If you want prayer or you want to talk to me or any of the other prayer members, that's completely fine. I'm going to open up this altar and I'm just going to close in prayer. And then you can make that decision of what you want to do this morning. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you, God, that you are with us. We thank you, God, that when we put our trust and our hope in you, that God, there may not be answers to every question, but God, we know that you are in control. We know, God, that you have a plan and a purpose for every single one of our lives. And so, God, this morning, those that you are drawing into your kingdom, God, those that you are drawing into a relationship with you, I pray, God, right now, that, God, that they wouldn't just walk out this door and forget about it. But that, God, that they would say, you know what, yeah, I want to take that step. I want to have that experience with Jesus this morning. I want Jesus to be the leader of my life. I want Jesus to change my life this morning. And that, God, that they would make the decision to do that. Because, God, there is no greater thing in this world. There's nothing that's more satisfying than having a relationship with you. So, God, we want to give you the honor and the glory this morning. Because you are in control. We thank you, Father, in your name. Amen.
Thank you for taking the time to listen. Let's continue the conversation online. Visit us at bethelbrandon.ca or follow us on Facebook.